Hi, kids and kidzoids. You've reached Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller from here in Minneapolis. You know what used to come in cereal boxes when I was 4 years old? Little license plates. Oh, I couldn't wait to get the cereal. It wasn't so much that I liked the cereal, but those little license plates, maybe about 3 by 5 inches or something like that, they had upraised letters on them, and every time I'd get one, somebody would give me one or something, or we'd get one in cereal, it seems like I would learn a new letter. And so I knew maybe about 20 of the letters at 4, and I'd sleep with those things and think about letters and how they made words and stuff, and it was just the most amazing thing. Well, you know, if I hadn't got out of the car and read license plates, we may never have known about the very best school I attended in my whole life. It started one night when I was saying, "Daddy, what do you do when you go to work and you're gone all day?" And he said, "Well, I drive and I go to schools and I talk to the principal and get permission to take all the kids' pictures. And then they pay me, and that's the money we use for important things like buying angel food cake and paying for the phone, so you can dial on the phone at night, you know, and oh, those kind of things." And, "Daddy, I wish I could go to work with you." And he thought about it, and he said, "Well, you could, but you'd have to be up and ready at 5 in the morning. I couldn't wait. You know, let's do it tomorrow." "Oh, okay. I'm going to drive several hundred miles tomorrow. So if you're sure." So he was going to come in and wake me up and stuff, and at 5 in the morning, and I just about had my clothes on. The only thing I didn't have right was my shirt. I couldn't get the buttons and the buttonholes to match up. There was, seems like there was more of one than the other, and he showed me how to, you know, to start at the beginning, and he buttoned them for me and washed my face and hands and brushed my teeth, and we were off. And we drove and drove, and asked me if I was hungry, and I said, "Yeah, I think so." And he said, "Well, we're going to stop at a truck stop and eat." "But, Daddy, we're not a truck." And he said, "Well, no, but they have good food there for two hungry boys. You don't have to be a truck. All you have to be is a couple hungry boys and come in there wanting to eat." "Have you ever eaten steak and eggs?" "No, I didn't know they could serve those together." So that's what we had for breakfast. And boy, they did have good food. And those truckers and the waitresses and stuff, they had more fun talking to me because I talked about Daddy taking school pictures, and that's how he got the money to buy angel food cake. And a lot of times I'd eat the whole angel food cake on the way home from the grocery store. And I told those truckers other things like that and everything, and how I woke up at night and dialed on the phone and then told the phone company about when something was wrong with the phone, and they got it fixed for me and stuff like that. Well, we went on farther, and all of a sudden Daddy said, "Hey, you know, there's an amazing telephone, a kind I bet you've never seen." And he said, "It's a payphone." I said, "Oh, I've used a payphone." "Yeah, but this one will be different. It doesn't have a dial on it. It has something else." "What?" "Oh, let's just go out and see it." So he lifted me up, and the phone was kind of high, and he put my hand, "See what this is?" And I said, "It's sort of like a window roll-up and downer." "Yeah, it's a crank. And this phone, you turn a crank. Don't turn it yet." And he said, "See, you talk into here. The mouthpiece isn't on the thing you hold to your ear. It's on the front of the phone, so I'll have to lift you up when you talk, but you can call the operator and ask her what time it is. You crank that crank, and it'll ring the bell on the phone and ring the operator. And you hold this to your ear, and I'll lift you up, and you'll talk." So I called, and, "Operator, what time is it, please?" And she said, "Oh, it's 10:05. "I've never heard of an O in time. What's that?" "Well, it's 10:05. "Oh, that would be 10:05. And she said, "Oh, yeah, you know, that's 10:05, but 10:05 is the same." So that's when I learned about O's and time like that. "Can you say 10:40? No, you just say 10:09, and then after that you just say 10:10, and you don't say any more O's until it gets to the next, like 11. Gee, that seemed funny. And I asked her, I forgot again how many minutes after a quarter till is. And she said, oh, that's 45 after. Like if it's a quarter to 11, it's 10:45. Wow, thank you, operator. And she said, you're welcome, sugar. And I hung up, Daddy, Daddy, the operator called me sugar. Yeah, they're really nice, aren't they? And I looked at the phone again, and he said, yeah, here's where you put in the nickel. If we had made a call that cost something, it would have been a nickel. And for a local call, and we would have put it right in here. So then we drove and got on to the school. And Daddy said, well, stay in the car, but if you do need to get out, just walk around the car. Don't go past the car on each side. You stop there. You just walk to the car on this side and the car on the other side of of our car, and don't go any farther. And so I stayed in the car for a while, but then I just couldn't wait. I got out of the car and started feeling the license plates. And one, I knew all the letters. And one, there was a nut, one letter in the other one to the other side of Daddy's car that I didn't know what it was. And I felt that letter and stood there and stood there. Well, what I didn't know is Daddy was in the office talking to the principal, and he was watching me out there through the window. And Daddy said, yeah, that's my little boy out there. Oh, bring him in. He's touching license plates. No, he's reading them, Daddy said. He knows all the letters. And so the principal said, well, that's amazing at 4 years old. Oh, you know, he reads those all the time, and he has a bunch of little ones. So I went in. Daddy had been talking about school pictures. It looked like they were going to let him do it. He calls it booking a school, which was interesting to me when I was little. Even though he didn't have a book, he booked a school. That was a new expression that I learned. And the principal asked me about the license plates, and I said, yeah, I know the letters, except there was one out there that I don't know. And he said, well, the teacher came in to talk to me, and we got a big upraised piece of like cardboard, big old thing that had all the letters, and I found that new one I saw out there. What is this letter? And he said, oh, that's a B. A B? Is that the kind like, and then I said, that isn't like the kind I stepped on that stung me, then this is a different bee? Oh, yeah, there's lots of bees. There's a bee that's a letter, and there's a bee that's that bug that you stepped on, but that's spelled BEE. This is just the letter B. It's the first letter of that bee you stepped on, of the word. And I said, oh, I bet that would be in bathroom then, because it's, since it's buh, yes, you're right. And so as we got to talking, Daddy said, yeah, his kindergarten teacher said he was all ready for first grade because she reads to him by spelling. She what? And I said, yeah, she reads to me and she spells all the words. And I always say, faster, faster. If you read me a book, see, you just spell the letters and I know what you're saying. I've never seen that for a 4-year-old. Could I? And so he read me some of the book. It was like T. H-E, is it faster, faster? Okay, T-H-E-C-A-T-W-E-N-T, T-O-T-H-E-S-T-O-R-E, O-N-E-D-A-Y. And I told him what he had said, you know, the cat went to the store and one day, you know, and stuff like that. And he said, you know, I know of a very, very good school. I've heard a lot of good things about it in Lansdale here in Pennsylvania. We lived in Virginia at the time, but we had Daddy had driven to Pennsylvania. He liked to drive all around the different schools. And he said it's called St. Mary's Institute for the Blind in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Oh, it's not a school, it's an institute? And he said, no, it's a school. They teach you how to write and read and tell stories and write stories and about arithmetic. And I didn't know what arithmetic exactly was, but he said, no, it's a school. It's just called, that's just the name of it. And you go there and nice. So he gave Daddy some papers about it and everything. And he said, when are you going to be here to take all the pictures? And Daddy you know, said, well, you make the date and I'll be here. And so they decided to think the next 2 weeks later so they could announce it and everything. And I said, I want to see the school bell. And so naturally I was holding it. Naturally, four-year-old, I couldn't just hold it. I had to ring it real loud. And so it was like 25 or 30 minutes before recess, but all the kids thought it must be recess, and all the kids came running out of the classes around, so I disrupted the whole school, and Daddy was a little embarrassed, but the principal just laughed and said, oh, well, it makes the day interesting, you know, and we'll just have recess now. It's hard to get all those kids back in, you know. It's like getting feathers back into a pillow. That's interesting. Feathers back into a pillow. How do you do that? Well, I don't think you could, he said. So that's when I learned that expression. I never thought of that before, and it was just such a nice day of learning new words and things like that. And on the way back home, I got a real treat. Daddy said, we'll call that school right from this phone out here. The crank one? Yeah. So we cranked the operator, and she recognized me. I said, I'm the one that asked for the time this morning. Oh, you're the one. Yeah, it said it was, I think, 2:03 or something like that. And we're going to call a nice school, and Daddy's going to tell me what to say to you. And so he told me how to, you know, what to say to the operator. Well, I've got to tell you how much money to put in once the call answers. But wait till it answers, the operator said. Then you could put it in. So we got St. Mary's on the line, and then I gave the receiver to Daddy, and he put me down and talked to him a while about the school. And we came home, and Mother wrote him a letter, and me and my sister went to that school and in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. And it truly was the best school. They had me writing stories. We would go out and learn about dandelions and bird nests and pheasants, and they let me hold a praying mantis and a walking stick, big long bug, and they showed me how to hold them gently so I wouldn't hurt them, and how God loves us very much, and he even loves bugs. He made them, and he made us all. And Sister Marie Paula would, just before she put us all to bed, of the boys, she would say a prayer over us so our guardian angel would stay all night. And one day I said it along with her, and she let me say it, and she was surprised that I had every word just right. And it was the very, very first prayer I ever learned in my whole life. She would say to us before we went to bed, O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide, amen. And I have such good memories of that school. We went till it closed in the spring of 1955. And that's how I got to start it. First grade was almost five then, so they started me in to actually officially first grade when I was five. But by then I already knew Braille. And they were such good teachers and loving people, like saints. I'll always remember St. Mary's and Sister Thomasanne and all those people. And Daddy would say when he was telling family stories, honey, if you hadn't got out and read those license plates, we might never have known that school existed. So if you have any of those little license plates from serial, or if you remember them from long ago, just kind of think about how much they meant to me back in 1954, the year we started St. Mary's. Well, next week there'll be another story. Take care of yourself and take care of each other and stay strong. Oh, and find some time to play. Bye for now.
At the tone, please record a voice message. Press the pound key when finished. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with special delivery, press 2. To review your message, press 3. To re-record your message, press 4. To continue your message, press 5. Or to cancel your message, press the star key. Make your selection now. Thank you for using Fillmore Productions voicemail. For more information on Fillmore Productions voicemail or to get your very own Fillmore voicemail box, please call 1-866-4-GET-VMB. That's 1-866-443-8862. Thank you for calling. To transfer to another mailbox, enter the last four digits of the box number and press the pound key. Press the star key to exit. Make your selection now. I'm sorry, that was an invalid response. Please try again. To transfer to another mailbox, enter the last four digits of the box number and press the pound key. Press the star key to exit. Make your selection now. I'm sorry, that was an invalid response. Please try again. To transfer to another mailbox, enter the last four digits of the box number and press the pound key. Press the star key to exit. Make your selection now. I'm sorry, that was an invalid response. Please try again.